So here's my take on verse 2 of I'm a Pilgrim. The second verse of I'm a Pilgrim has a saying, "There the sunbeams are ever shining." This makes me hearken back to the prophet Malachi's prophecy given to him from Jehovah. The sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, Malachi 4:2. The Son of Righteousness, representing Jesus and his church, his figurative and glorified body members, will prevent all flesh from being destroyed and bring the great time of trouble to a close. They will then bless the world of mankind with healing in their wings. The wings representing a heavenly body and reward for the faithful church to administer healing spiritual waters of truth, which will spring up from them into eternal life, as Jesus described to the Samaritan woman in the city of Sychar, John 4:14. These saints who long for home throughout the gospel age will share the truth and their failures and ultimate victories in overcoming sin, the world, and the adversary with the world of mankind in the messianic age. In this way, the world of mankind will learn to overcome sin in their own flesh, and the sunbeams of Jehovah's just, loving, forgiving, and compassionate character will shine into their hearts. The stony hearts will gladly, rejoicingly, melt into hearts of flesh. The world will then have soft, loving, forgiving, and compassionate hearts reflecting the light of their God and Creator's heart. Oh, my longing heart is there. This part of the verse makes me think of Jesus' encouraging words. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Luke 12:34. The knowledge and understanding of the kingdom of God to restore the world of mankind is a big part of what I treasure and of what I believe you treasure. That's where my heart is. My heart longs for the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham. In thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I long for the stone taken from the mountain without hands to fill the whole earth, as Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream given to him from God. I also rejoice in the interpretation of the dream given to Daniel from God, that this stone would become God's kingdom, which would never be destroyed and stand forever. Daniel's closing words to Nebuchadnezzar fill my heart with joy, faith, and hope. From Daniel 2:45. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Soon to this country, sin dark and dreary, will come the sunlight of heavenly glory. Oh, how every country and the peoples of earth are darkened by sin. Isaiah 60 verse 2 tells us, darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people. Oh, how the world needs the kingdom of God, and each one of us that is fighting against sin in our own fallen flesh. I long for the resurrection of the dead. Oh, how the world will rejoice to live again, to see loved ones restored to life and healthy, and to live under the sunlight of a righteous government of peace. All nations shall live again through Jesus' ransom sacrifice for Adam, under the righteous administration of the government of Christ, the glorified Jesus, Prince of Peace, and this glorified church will heal the sin sick with the sunlight of truth. Whosoever will may drink of the water of life freely. If Nebuchadnezzar could fall down on his face in worship before Daniel for revealing his dream to him and recognize Daniel's God as the God of gods and Lord of kings, how much more will the world glorify God after being raised from the dead with the free opportunity for eternal life for those who love righteousness? Isaiah 25:9-10 gives us the answer. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Jehovah. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain will the hand of Jehovah rest. Soon to this country, sin dark and dreary, will come the sunlight of heavenly glory. Amen. Brother Brian.